Chapter 3. My First Raid. In my initiation into partisan warfare, I think I took more than one degree. At any rate, my first raid gave me several characteristic experiences. About 35 or 40 of us met at Hooper's blacksmith shop near Middleburg one bright April morning in 1864. After our horses' feet had received necessary attention from that master of the craft, and such of our men as could assist him, we moved off to a retired farmhouse, where we remained until afternoon. When the sun got tangled in the grapevines, as the darkies used to describe that time of the day, when the longed-for evenings seemed to tarry, we moved out on the road toward Fairfax County, where the federal camps were located. Mosby's men on the march always made a picturesque appearance. But the effect upon my boyish mind that afternoon was simply fascinating. As we moved along the dusty highway, or made a short cut across the fields, over hill, through dale, now in the broad glare of the sun, now in the delicate shade of the woods, just putting on their spring verdure, I sat silent on my horse, trying to shape the thousand emotions that crowded me. Sir Walter Scott's tales of border wars had been the food of my youthful imagination, and perhaps they stirred some of the old moss trooper's blood which slumbered in my veins. However it came about, my imagination was keenly active. Each man was a study to me as he passed or repassed me, now moving to the front, now dropping to the rear in the go-as-you-please march, or paused to crack a joke with a new recruit. And a motley crew they were. There rode a boy whose pink and white cheeks were guiltless of down, and beside him an aged sire whose reverend gray locks, straggling from beneath his cocked hat, made pitiful protest against the companionship in which they found themselves. Side by side rode the planter's son and the overseer's boy. The banker, dressed in soft officer's gray, richly trimmed with gold lace, and the poor adventurer whose suit of Union blue betrayed his dependence upon the spoils of the chase. One spirit of devil-may-care hilarity.